Hello, this is Andy Waring. I believe that one of the keys to success in network marketing is knowing the right things to say, having the right words to use. The following podcast contains a series of five training voicemails I shared with my team on the topic of asking for referrals. I very much hope you find the content useful.
Hi, this is Andy here. When I first started with FLP, one of my great fears was that I didn't know enough people. And one of my questions was, sure, I can speak to people that I know, but what happens when I run out of people that I know? Because I thought I'd run out very quickly and that I wouldn't be able to know how to approach anybody else. And I was taught a fantastic way of never running out of people. And I want to share with you now how I do that. It's a really important technique. It's very simple. And it's simply asking for referrals. Now, it's all very well talking about asking for referrals, but I have learned exactly how to ask for referrals, what words to use, and how to ask for referrals in such a way that it then becomes a very comfortable conversation with the person that I speak to who is the referral that I've been given. And I want to just do a little bit of coaching on voicemail to share with you how I do this. So I'm going to send a series of three voicemails. The first one is explaining the nature of referrals and why we do that. The second one will be actually how we ask for a referral. And the third one will be how we speak to the person whose name we've been given and what we need to say to them in order to make it a comfortable conversation. So to start with, really, understanding the power of natural networks. We're in the industry of network marketing. And a lot of people believe it's called network marketing because we build a network. I don't believe that's true. I believe it's called network marketing because the marketing happens through natural networks of people. Natural networks of people exist everywhere. It's simply people who know each other and who are in periodic communication with each other. It could be regular communication, daily or even hourly basis, or it could be every week or every month or even every year. It's simply a series of relationships that exist between people that allows a degree of trust so that communication can exist. They know each other already, so they listen to what the other person has to say. It feels natural when somebody speaks to them. I'll give you an example. I'm actually sat in the foyer of a Hilton hotel at the moment, and there's a waitress just serving coffee at a neighboring table. That waitress, sure, could be a prospect on her own, but the most important thing to understand in network marketing is that woman possibly has a partner. She probably has a mother, a father. She may well have brothers, sisters. She may well have other work colleagues that I can't see at the moment. She may well have friends who are neither family nor work colleagues that she goes out with. She may well play sport in her spare time, and so she has a group of people at the club or association that she regularly goes to. She may go to a church, and so she has people associated with that activity. All of these people she's on some kind of friendly terms with. Now, it might be that she's best of friends with some of them. It might be that she's only on nodding acquaintance with some of them. The important thing to understand is these are natural networks and they exist everywhere because every single one of those people in her natural network has a natural network of their own. One of her friends, for example, will probably have parents and may well have brothers and sisters and cousins and aunties and uncles. And that person may well have work colleagues. They may well have ex-work colleagues. Also old school friends, people that they go out with, people that they do sports with. And these people are all people that we could have some connection with if only we could use the right words. I want to give you an example of how powerful this technique is. And you're going to need a pen and a piece of paper, really, to follow this clearly. So if you've got one now, great. If you haven't, grab one. If you can't grab one, I'd save this and go through this later. Let's suppose you know a certain number of people. How many people would you say you know? Well, it's said that on average, everybody knows at least 200 people. Why do I know that? Well, it's said in network marketing, but more importantly, I've heard it from outside of network marketing. I was watching a TV program a couple of years ago. It was about a forensic psychologist. It was called The Real Cracker. And if, for those people who are into that kind of thing, it was a really good program. Forensic psychologists are the ones who try and do personality insights into the person who's perpetrated a crime. So they try and create a profile to predict behavior and to try and narrow down the kind of person that the police may be looking for. And this forensic psychologist was investigating a murder. And he was able to say that the vast majority of murders were perpetrated by somebody that the victim knows. And he then said, and on average, everybody knows at least 200 people. And so his argument was, what we need to do is identify her natural network of around 200 people, and somewhere in that would be the murderer. Now, fortunately for us, it's a much less unsavory world that we live in. However, the rules about natural networks remain the same. Everybody knows around 200 people, to some degree or another. I'm not saying best friends, it might just be a nodding acquaintance, but we know them nonetheless. However, you might be thinking, crikey, I don't know 200. And I have to say, the first time I ever sat down, I thought that too. So let's not work on 200. Let's talk about what almost everybody would be able to say, yes, I know that many people when we start. Let's say you know 30 people to start with. So we've discounted the 200 substantially. So that's 30 people with family, friends, people that we work with, people that we know or have known. I'm sure everybody can agree on 30. And let's say every single one of those people knows 30 people too. Now, you're right, some of those people will be in common. So let's say of those 30 people that your friend knows, maybe you've got 10 in common. So that means you've got further 20 outside the people that you have in common. So if you know 30 people and they know 20 people each that you don't know, that gives you a total number of 600 people. You're only one link away from those 600 people. Each one of those 600 people, let's say, knows 30 people each, and let's say they have 10 of those in common, which leaves 20. So that's a further 20 people each in this natural network of connections. So if you've got 600 people with 20 further people that nobody else knows, that's 12,000 people in total, that you are only two links away. 12,000 people. That's a lot of people, isn't it? And that's if everybody only knows 30 people. And as we've already established, actually, people know a lot more than that. So with 12,000 people only two links away, you can see how, if we know how to ask for a referral effectively, how we know how to ask for a referral properly, know the right words to use so that we get a positive response, we are never going to run out of names. I have a friend in Forever Living who is, in fact, Diamond Sapphire Manager, who has only ever used the asking for referrals method to find his prospects. He's called Paul Brown. Ask him next time you bump into him. And it's a method I actually learned from Paul Brown. So if it works enough to get somebody to Diamond Sapphire Manager, then I'm sure you'll agree it's a set of method that can work for you too. I'll share the words with you in my next voicemail message on exactly how to ask for a referral effectively. Here's how I ask for a referral. First of all, when is the occasion that you would ask for a referral? A typical occasion would be when you've had a one-to-one with somebody, or you've given them a little bit of information and they are not interested themselves in joining the business or indeed finding out anything more about the business. That's the moment to ask for a referral, because most people will be willing to help you if they can, because they'll be feeling slightly awkward about having said no to you. Now, I know that we're quite happy with them saying no, but they will feel quite awkward about it in general. And if they can help to help you in some way, then they'd be happy to do that. So after they've said no, they're not interested, here's what I say. I say, that's absolutely fine. Nothing can be for everybody. However, as you know, I'm building a team. And so tell me, if you were in my position and you were building a team, who would be the top three people that you know on your list that you would want as part of your team? And once you've said that, you shut up and let them think of a name. And sometimes they'll think of three names, sometimes they'll think of one or two names, sometimes they won't be bothered to think of any. In fact, I would say more times than not, they won't think of any. However, if you never ask for referrals, you will never get any referrals. So I can guarantee the results for not asking for referrals. I know that by asking, maybe a third of the people that you ask will actually give you one, two, or three names. So don't worry about the people who won't give you any names, or can't give you any names, or can't be bothered to think, or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is that if we ask, some people will give us some referrals. And here, once they've given you a couple of names, make a note of the name. And here's how to then get the phone number, because that's what you need, is a phone number for these people. And say, "That's fantastic." And get your mobile phone out, give it to them, and say, "Would you give them a call for me?" Now, at that moment, very rarely people will say yes. Most often than not, they'll feel a bit awkward about it because they won't know what to say. And so you can then say, "Oh, well, that's all right. Would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring them?" And of course, the relief will make them say, "Of course not, of course not." Now, what you've said is, "Would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring them?" And they've said, "Of course not." So implicit in that is the fact that you're going to ring them. So obviously, you need the phone number. So all you need to say then is, "Great, what's the number?" So they give you a name for Jim Smith, and you say, "Brilliant," give them the mobile phone. "Would you give Jim a ring?" And they sort of a minute and say, "Oh, well, don't worry about it. Would you mind me mentioning your name when I ring him?" "No, that's fine. Great. What's Jim's number?" And they'll give you Jim's number, and you'll be able to give them a call. There's one other thing that I would do before you've got your list of Jim and Fred and Bill and their phone numbers. There's one other thing I would ask for. I would say to your now ex-prospect, I would say, "Tell me, why would Bill be at the top of your list? What are the qualities that he's got that mean that he would be the top of your list?" And he would say, "Well, he's great with people," or "He's really ambitious," or anything. And he'd give you a couple of characteristics, and make a couple of notes there next to the name, because that's what we're going to refer to when we actually contact that person when we ring them. What I'm going to share with you now is how I would make the call to that person that I don't know, that I've never met before, somebody whose name I've been given by somebody else. So, for the illustration, let's say I've been speaking to Jim Jones, and I asked him if he was to swap places with me, who would be the first three people on his list, and he gave me three names, and one of them was somebody called Sam Smith. And I said, "Tell me, Jim, why would Sam be at the top of your list? What are his qualities that would make you approach him?" And Jim said, "Well, Sam's really dynamic and a good communicator, and he's always looking for an opportunity." So I'd have made a few notes of those and say thank you to Jim. That's great. So I get home and I get on the telephone and I ring Sam Smith, and the conversation would go something very similar to this. "Hello, is that Sam Smith?" "Yes, it is. You don't know me, but my name's Andy Waring, and we have Jim Jones in common." Now, at that moment, Sam Smith would usually say something. In my experience, what happens, it depends on the personality of the person that you're ringing, but if they're real chums, he'll say something derogatory and friendly about him. Kind of, "Is the old devil still alive then?" That kind of comment, or maybe something a lot cruder than that. Or if he doesn't know him that well, he would say, "Ah, Jim, how is he? I haven't spoken to him for ages." And so you'd just answer that, or you might chuckle at the comment, or say, "Oh, he's well, sends his regards. Sam, let me get to the point. The reason that I'm calling was that I was chatting to Jim the other day about my business and saying how I was headhunting for some people, and the kind of qualities that I'm looking for was somebody who's dynamic, got good communication skills, somebody who could well be looking for an opportunity. And Jim put your name right at the top of the list. Now, I don't know if you're looking for change in direction or an opportunity at all, but what I'd like to do is drop some information in the post to you, give you a bit more of background about what we do, because from what Jim said, you certainly do seem to have the characteristics we're looking for. And if I send the information to you in the post, you'll be able to see if there's anything in what we do that appeals to you. And if there is, then we can take it from there. I have yet to have somebody say no thanks. Every single person I've rung up on those terms says, well, that's really great, thank you very much. They're really pleased that Jim thought of them. They're really pleased that you rang them. You've flattered them by talking about these kind of positive qualities that they've got. You've in code said you're not trying to sell them anything by saying you seem to have the kind of qualities we're looking for. I don't know what we do is for you, but I'd like to drop something in the post so you can have a look and see if there's something worth talking further about. And so they're delighted to have that. And I would then just say to Sam, that's great, I'll drop you something in the post. If you give me your address, I'll do it today, and maybe we can have a chat once you've got it. So I get their address, and then I say, Sam, I'm going to put this magazine in the post to you now. Once you get it, have a good look at it. It gives you a lot of background on our business, the kind of opportunities that we have to offer. Sam, if you get it tomorrow morning, when do you think you'll have a chance to look at it? Now, Sam will say something like, Thursday or Friday. Okay, so you think you'll have had a chance to have a look at it by Friday, Sam. What sort of time Friday would probably be good for me to follow up and for us to have a chat about it? And Sam would think, and he'd say, I would have thought by Friday afternoon I'd have read it. So I would say, okay, so if I call you at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, would that be convenient? And Sam would say yes or no. And what I'm trying to do is make a specific telephone appointment, but I'm doing it for his convenience. So, Sam, 2 o'clock on Friday, would that be convenient? He says, yep. I say, great. I'll put that in my diary. I'll drop this magazine in the post to you today. It'll give you some background on the business. Do look at it as soon as you get it. If you've got any questions, do give me a call straight away. But otherwise, I'll call you 2 o'clock on Friday and see what you make of it. Excellent. Nice to talk to you. Look forward to speaking to you again. Goodbye. And it will be as simple as that. It's a very, very easy telephone call to make. In fact, I think it's the easiest telephone call you make in network marketing. Because in my experience, you always get a positive response. And all we're doing is exactly what we say we're doing. We're sending them some information to give them a bit of background on the business, to see if there's a match for what they might be looking for. Don't forget, if you don't ask for referrals, I can guarantee what the results will be, zero. If you ask for them, you will get some. If you get the referrals, you'll be able to get some one-to-ones, and if you get one-to-ones, you'll get people in the business. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye. Hi, this is Andy with a brief follow-up to my last message. When I send something in the post to them. What I send these days is the New Professional magazine. And you can get the New Professional magazine from your upline manager. If you haven't yet seen a copy of the New Professional magazine, I strongly urge you to get hold of one, read it from cover to cover. It's highly inspirational. I find it has massively increased the number of people who are interested in finding out more from me contacting them. It's a great tool to use, it's very non-invasive, and it's very, very powerful. It really does generate interest. So I send that, all I do is put a little post-it note on the cover saying, good to talk to you today, call you whenever I've agreed to call them. And I stick that on the front, and I put my business card on the front with a paperclip, and I drop it in the post. First class, which is 68p for something that weighs 150 grams. Don't put an ordinary first class stamp on and let it take 4 days to get there. You're just shooting yourself in the foot if you do that. So put a 68p stamp on it, and it'll get there first thing in the morning, and you have got a good chance of having a brand new prospect. Hi, this is Andy. Thank you very much for all the complimentary voicemails I've received regarding the three coaching voicemails I sent out about asking for referrals. I've received a question from David Stevens, which is a good question, and I thought I'd reply by broadcasting it to everybody because I think it is a very important topic. So firstly, here's David's message, and then after we've heard that, I'll give you my answer.
Okay, Andy, thanks very much. These three little talks about asking for referrals are really helpful. You mention in this last one that you're going to send him something through the post. Do I assume that all you're sending is a new professional magazine, perhaps with a compliment slip? Or do you send rather more than that, and do you put in a covering letter along the lines of, thanks for speaking to me on the phone, and the company is, and blah, blah, blah. Advantages, disadvantages, outline something or what? If you could let me know, that would be useful. Thank you.
Well, I just send out the new professional with a post-it note on it, and the post-it note says simply, it's their name, and it says, good to talk to you today. I hope you find the enclosed interesting. And then I say, let's talk again, and whatever time we've agreed, do you remember in my last voicemail we actually agreed the time I was going to follow up? Whatever time we agreed, I'll put that on the post-it. All that fits on a post-it note, and I just finish it with my name. I don't put Dear Bill, I just put Bill. I don't put Yours Faithfully, Andy, I just put Andy. It's a post-it note, and it's got that degree of familiarity. I definitely do not put a covering letter, and here's why. I have experienced that if I receive something with a covering letter and the covering letter doesn't grab my attention, then I don't actually read the enclosed documents. So if you put a covering letter on, you are standing a chance of actually stopping your prospect from looking at the magazine. If the magazine is the only thing you put in there, you're actually increasing the chances that they're going to start skimming through it. Skimming is all they're going to do. And then we're reliant on the magazine drawing them in. And in my experience, that's what it does. So definitely don't go to the trouble of putting a covering letter together. Don't add anything else. Don't think of putting a DVD in. Don't think of putting a huge pack together. Just send them the new professional. That's what I do, and I find it works.